Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels broadcasting your life.
He's alive.
It's very good, Warren.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a 1 point, Warren. That was already well scored.
A plus.
Yeah. Watch this. It's a
Friday.
Could not catch you off guard, guys.
I kind of almost did with me.
It came on fast, didn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, welcome to the Friday. It is Friday, middle of the month already, guys. It's already halftime. Yeah. Middle of the month. What do you think, Kev?
He's giving you the silent treatment.
Oh, hello.
Wait a minute. He's not on. Maybe he's on the phone. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my goodness.
Caller?
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Hold on a second. Bruce, what do we pay you to come in here?
Oh, lots.
Yeah, donuts.
Yeah, donuts.
And coffee.
Well, I heard Bruce and Warren were running late, and so I didn't want them to feel bad.
So I said,
well, what if one of the guys whose name is on the show and gets a handsome paycheck, what if he just shows up late, too?
Yeah.
Well, there is that.
Well, I kind of hear them on the air right now. I mean, they're like
they're standing right.
Even
here.
Though they were late, they're on the air.
Yeah.
In the studio and stuff.
It made it a little faster than I did, I guess.
Yeah. Who has to drive farther?
Yeah. Who has to drive farther, Bruce?
Bruce, you're only 15 minutes away.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Everything's 15. About 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a real quick car question though. Before.
Oh boy, here we go.
Get to the rest of this. My car, I'll ask Warren. This might be something you all know.
Yeah, why are you asking him, not you know, some other people?
He's a car guy. Because you had the same
Toyota. He's a parts guy. Warren's been my go-to parts guy for 25 years.
Sorry about that, Warren.
Yeah, well.
30 years. 30 years, easy. So my car, when it's warming up in the morning.
Yeah.
To try to get the windows to defrost. Mm-hmm. I realized it doesn't get warm.
Either low on
top off the fluids.
Yeah, low on coolant or bad thermostat. Or bad controller inside, like Jay had.
Or operator air.
Yeah.
Could be that. There we go.
We might all vote for that one.
Yes.
As soon as I drive, it gets hot as the dickens.
Oh.
That's a coolant issue.
What does that mean?
Leave crack sooner.
Leave sooner. Bruce said leave sooner.
You know what, Bruce? That is very funny, and I don't need it from you right now, buddy.
I do, Bruce. I've said the same thing many times.
Still a coolant level issue.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with Monty. I believe it's
coolant level might be low?
That's what we're thinking.
Yeah.
And while it's idling, it's not circulating good enough.
There you go.
Yeah. You rev it up.
It's a thought. Thank you.
I'm also parked. This makes even more sense. I'm also parked downhill a little bit.
That's not going to help. It's not going to make a difference.
Well, you know how that is. Your fluids get goofy when you're...
Like a level? You know, like a bubble in a level.
That's not what's goofy in this situation.
That's not what's goofy in this situation. That's a good call, Monty. Yeah.
Friday boys, I feel very bad. You, again, come in for free. You do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take this job for granted.
Right.
I mean,
don't expect arguments here. I don't know. Nobody was going to disagree with that. We're all just like, and your point is what?
Is this microphone on?
No. There's no arguing here. I'm going to pull into a coffee stand. I know you guys don't like frou-frou coffee or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jay brought donuts already.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But what if I brought you another sort of snack from the coffee stand?
So okay. Wait, you're going to be even later?
Surprises.
Thank you, Steve.
Surprises.
Is this just a ploy because you want to go through the coffee stand to get
something? No, I'm not allowed to get anything. I cannot get anything.
You can't get water?
Oh.
He said no. Stop. Don't give him any ideas.
No, I will not get anything. This used to be our punishment if anybody was ever late, and so it was really only Slim and I have ever done it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. And so, no, I don't deserve anything, but you guys certainly do.
I mean, they've got their free coffee and donuts. I don't know what else you need. You guys, you good?
Yeah. We're fine.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
maybe a cookie.
Oh, okay. So stuff, you won't eat it, huh?
What?
You won't eat it?
No, I'll just look at it, though. It's what I don't want to make you pay for something.
Oh, well, you know what?
I meant, will Warren and Monty, they would say no to an extra snack? I mean, Warren and Bruce?
Probably not, but.
Okay. Yeah, probably not is right.
Probably not, but, you know. I mean, at your discretion, Kevin. Hey, did we?
Well, I'm kind of committed to it now because I'm stuck in the line.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, I see what you did
there. So you just.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Where the heck did I do with my glasses? Oh, they're on my head. You only have the one pair of glasses worn?
I do. I've got another pair, but I don't know where they're at.
Kevin James.
So you don't have one pair. Oh, you don't know where they're at. So I guess technically you do.
Yeah.
Risky.
Yeah, very risky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't lose those.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Last chance to qualify for the Seahawks and the Cardinals game that we're giving tickets away for. We'll draw for that on Monday and a chance to qualify for that. Momentarily.
Silver wings.
Ladies and gentlemen, he hasn't changed his hairstyle in 25 years.
No.
He has no
it's really
sense
good.
Of smell
it is.
And nearly had his head crushed by a tractor.
Live the good life, love the good wife, always help someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all time.
That's just not true.
Warren. Not wrong.
Hey, Warren.
Hi, and good Friday morning, everyone.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, real good. I've discovered that about 99.9% of the people don't do math like me, but the other 25% does.
That's how we're going to start the day?
Okay.
I thought that would be your final thought.
It should have been.
Can't you control him, Bruce?
Not at all.
No. I can't.
You can.
I absolutely
you can. Yeah.
Yeah, he can.
Yeah. Well, that's good math.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce.
I'm God.
Bingo.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
Yes. Let's go, Bruce.
Oh. Yeah, Bruce.
You got any corny jokes for us, Bruce?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Okay, good start, then.
How about soybean?
Oh, my goodness, Steve. Jeez. The fact that he named another crop is relatively impressive.
Thank you.
A lot of crop humor there coming from Steve.
Boy. I like it. That's what I'm known for.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
I'll be here all week.
Which is, today's the end of the week.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right.
There's that.
And now farm jokes with producer Steve. How's your world, Bruce?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Oh, that's good. That's good, yeah.
Ready for winter?
Uh-huh.
More or less, anyway.
You went hunting last week, right? Last weekend?
Not last weekend, week before, I went hunting last night.
Oh, you went hunting last night?
Yeah.
Did you get anything?
Not at night, but yesterday afternoon.
In the late evening, yes. Early evening, late afternoon?
Right.
Like 1.
1 o'clock?
Yeah. Got to get home in time for 4 o'clock dinner.
That's right.
Oh, well, yeah.
No, I didn't get anything.
Ah, dang it.
A little chilly.
How was your little trip? Your bus thing, your tour, last week.
It was marvelous.
Good. Yeah. That was for all the VFWs, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that turned out well.
It turned out real good.
And had good a number of people for that?
Yes, there was 40 of us.
Wow.
That's great. Yeah, that's a cool thing.
We all had a good time.
I bet. That was last Saturday then, huh?
Yes, last Saturday.
And do you remember it?
Oh, I remember it quite well.
Briefly, what do you do? What is that?
We just visit four different VFWs, and
y'all get on a bus and you go from
one to the other one. One of them and we had lunch at. And
are all the people that are on the bus from the VFW that you go to? Or,
yes.
Okay, so your group just goes visits the other ones.
Yes, we did.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. And do you end up spending money at those other VFWs?
Oh yeah, we played bingo at one. That was fun.
That's pretty cool. Nice. Yeah, I really like that idea a lot. Yep. Yeah. And did you win anything at bingo?
No.
Are you more likely to win bingo than hunting?
Yes.
Yep. Dang it.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
As far as like actual employer, it's like,
Monty.
I can't hear you right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was like first learning to speak.
Monty. Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Oh. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger. You're turning it on. You're great.
Monty.
I'm so done with that.
Steve almost missed it. Steve almost missed it.
I did, well, because Kevin texted me, and I was trying to read it.
Oh, Kevin. Lost.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Good morning, Spokane.
Oh, good morning to your voice, yeah.
Yeah, really.
Almost left you there for a minute.
What's that?
Yeah, your voice kind of gave you
gurgly.
A little.
Oh, it's because I ate a part of a donut.
Oh yeah, donut
caused
stuck in your throat.
A little sugar problem in the.
I got it. Yeah, I've done that.
So I do have a joke.
Oh yay! Okay, yay!
So I thought I'd take the lead from.
Steve Warren. Or Steve? Oh yeah! Oh yeah! What? Well, Steve had the better joke.
Yeah. Why was the chicken funny?
Why is the chicken funny?
Because.
Oh gosh! I forgot. Kevin's granddaughter told that joke. I'd already forgotten it.
Yeah.
Darn
it. Yeah. I like it.
I hate to tell you, she might have been funnier than you.
I know, but
yeah. 5-year-olds.
I had to throw that out. Yeah, it's a good. Quick little laugh or a smile, at least.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Let's go ahead and qualify somebody for that drawing, Steve. We'll do it right away here, or you have to go get Kevin. He can wait.
I asked him if he needed anything, and he didn't respond.
Oh, there you go. Seahawks against the Cardinals coming up on the 24th, and we make that drawing on Monday. If you want to qualify for that, 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Speechless is a Dan and Shay song. When was that song released?
Kevin James.
Monty, we'll let you have that one. What, just
I didn't even hear it. I'm sorry. I've focused on something else.
You got it, Warren. Pick a year.
1985.
Oh, boy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Just
that's funny.
1985. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hi, Kevin.
Hello. Hi, Jay.
Hello. Enthusiasm there. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I'm your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true.
Ooh. Yes.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hello.
How are we doing, Steve?
Good, 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 good. When I ran out to see if the paper had been delivered this morning.
Yes.
Which it might have, and someone else probably grabbed it.
No, that is not true.
I don't think so.
that did not happen.
Possible.
I mean, it's been every time it gets delivered, it sits there for 3 days until one of us takes it.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is nobody left in this building that would pick it up.
Especially the Wall Street Journal, which is what we get delivered.
Right?
I don't understand. But
sorry,
we do.
Bruce.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's all right.
But if somebody wants to drop a paper off, let us know.
Oh,
and then just text us and we'll run down and get it. And we'll thank you forever. How much is the paper?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He gets it from his neighbor.
Or something?
Yeah.
It might even be more than that.
More than is it? Wow.
Oh, God. They're terrible now.
Yeah.
He could read this little brochure from Ride the Hiawatha.
Yeah, we brought in some pamphlets for you, Bruce.
Here, go ahead. Read that, Bruce.
Yeah, that'll take about 10 seconds. And then
here's an emergency packet. You could probably read that.
Oh, yeah. We'll find you some stuff to read. That's a great idea.
Small print.
Like to read.
That'll go well.
That should go well.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I'll get you a magnifying glass.
I'm trying to see what your shirt says, Brewster. Best Cinderella. Oh, best Cinderella of all time, and it's the Gonzaga Bulldogs.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Is that new?
Brand new.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen that.
No stains or anything.
No, not yet.
And not a hand-me-down.
No.
You went and purchased an item of clothing.
I did.
That's fantastic.
What the heck? I didn't tell you where I got it.
Okay, that's all right.
I did purchase it.
No way.
Yeah, I couldn't wait on Warren all this time.
Yeah, Warren usually gives the hand-me-downs.
I got to clean out my closet.
Yeah, Bruce is running out of clothes to wear.
I know,
he's
going to have a lot of clothes.
Congrats, Bruce. You're about to get a wardrobe update.
Yeah, great.
Like it or not, you're going to get one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steve, what's on your mind this morning?
Oh, just when I went to go get the paper, I didn't find a paper, but I did hear a man coughing in the distance.
Oh, boy. I wonder who that could have been.
And I don't know if it was you or not, Kevin.
I think it probably was.
Okay.
Yeah, I was doing that.
He was
sure.
Still at his house? Thank you, Warren.
That's the distance.
Yeah.
Quite a distance.
Well, and of course, I went to the TV. I thought, you know what? Mark Few just walked into this building.
Yeah.
Without a key. He just walked up to the thing, ran the little buzzer, and they looked. They didn't say a word to him. They just let him in.
They're right.
Like, that's Coach Few. Let him in.
Let him in.
And so I just thought, well, I'm trying the same thing. Buzzed it. Went in and met the TV man, came out and said.
From Master Control?
Yeah. Can I help you? And I go, no, we're good, man. I'm just going to take a seat.
Oh, no.
And I sat down in the lunchroom. He goes, oh, okay. He turned around and left.
That's his version of security.
Yeah.
I mean, I asked him if I could help you.
He goes, this guy's already out of breath from walking in. I doubt he's going to do much damage.
Yeah, I think we can catch him.
Yeah.
I'm not really worried about if he tries to outrun me.
Would it be a funny answer? Can I help you? Yeah, I'd like to borrow 20 till my brother straightens out.
What the heck?
You know, just clear out of it. You know, and just see what he says.
Yeah, it would be funny, Warren.
Yeah, that's a good time, isn't it, Warren?
That's a good time, is right. Brand new Blake Shelton song coming up in just a second here. He released it last night at midnight.
Bland new Blake.
So we got that one coming up in just a minute here. Bland spanking new. Guys, Alexa, joke time for our audio.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Pay attention.
What do you call two cows sunbathing together? Fine leathered friends.
Fine leathered friends.
I like it a lot. It implies that they're going to get skin.
Yeah, no, I understand what it means. Yeah. Thank you for it, though, Monty. Gosh, you know what? That's a new segment. Monty over-explains Alexa jokes.
Yeah. Well, don't be stealing my thing.
I was pointing out something. No, never mind. I just thought it was comical.
You just liked it, yeah. Big day in the boxing world. You know why, Bruce.
No, but you'll tell us.
Yeah, well, Warren, I hope. Warren, are you excited about this?
Oh, gosh, yes, I am.
Really?
Oh, man.
What? Tell Bruce what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's Tyson. No, it's, well, is it Tyson versus, I've forgotten, it's Jake.
Yeah.
Jake Paul.
Look at that, yeah. And then you have Netflix, so you're going to watch it?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Okay, Warren, I'm very excited about this because I've thought about you numerous times with this fight. Because you used to not like Muhammad Ali because you said you thought he was a little too arrogant with the way he talked to him.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm assuming you probably don't like Jake Paul because he's very arrogant.
Yeah, same way. I don't
like
bullies.
But do you like Mike Tyson, who is also a little arrogant at times?
I do now because he's kind of the underdog because of his age.
Yeah.
I was hoping that you guys could maybe get a hold of him later and do an interview with him.
Before the fight, it's possible,
That'd be so fun if we could talk to him.
I bet. Could maybe ask him some questions.
Yeah, he might be available.
I don't understand why you think Jake Paul is arrogant.
Man, there's a lot of talk online saying you're going to kill me and it's just nothing in person. It's pretty boring.
The kid is a master.
He really knows how to light the fire.
He is a master at just marketing, and he's unbelievable. But
he's like, what, 27?
Yes.
And Muhammad Ali is, I mean.
Muhammad Ali is dead.
Yeah, I know he is.
Probably an easier fight.
That's because I heard
58 for Mike Tyson.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
It'd just be fun to see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you're going to watch it. I'm excited for you.
Well, if Lori lets me. She says, I'd really, really watch Gonzaga. And I said, it'll be recording.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you, Warren.
Okay, this is short.
There's seven fights before Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah. And so you just watch all of Gonzaga. That's going to go from like 6 to 8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then when it's done, then you can go and start checking out Netflix at like 8 o'clock.
Also, Kevin, is it immediately, you can immediately on demand it on Netflix?
Oh, I don't know. I would assume so, yeah.
I mean,
after it's live.
Why do you care? You know, if you're Netflix, why do you care? Because you still have to have, obviously, a subscription to be able to get it.
Right.
So I would think, but you're either way, you're recording Gonzaga. So during a commercial, you could go whoop and then go back and then go whoop and then whoop, right? Whoop, or at halftime.
Because those first fights you are not going to care about.
No, I don't care about those. No. I didn't know that's the way it went. So
I didn't realize there were so many.
Yeah, there's like 5 hours of fights or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, got to make it worth your while if you're going to be new to Netflix.
I guess so.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I'm excited that you're excited.
Thank you.
And who do you think's going to win?
Well, I don't know. I mean, your boys say Jake Paul, but
my boys. What do they know?
I hope Mike Tyson does.
There you go. That's all we need.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We have a race in the parking lot. There would be so many injuries if all of us tried to. Heck
yeah. Kevin James.
That's a guarantee.
You know, everybody's gone from the show for like 2 weeks.
Stitches.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I'm curious if any of you have the same observation that producer Steve had moments ago.
Golly.
I know what that is.
He's pretty smart.
He's a super intelligent guy. So he had this. This is the Blake song. He goes, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like Santana Smooth a little bit. Pretty good pull there.
A little bit, right?
You're spot on with that.
Yeah, that's pretty good pull there, buddy. Well done.
Thank you.
Look at him go, guys.
Look at you go.
I know. Good job, Steve.
Yeah.
All right.
They're both great.
Agreed. Let's go ahead and give away. You know what, Steve? Can we add something to the possibility of the prizes?
Sure.
You don't care, right?
I mean, Your name's on the show.
So true.
Maybe I should ask Kevin then. Kevin, do you care?
No, we should do it.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
If we got it, let's do it.
All right. Let's throw in an additional, not the one that's in there, Steve. Let's just do a hoodie if someone wants that.
Okay.
They can qualify for the Seahawks-Cardinals game if they want that.
Okay.
So we're going to play a little round of...
Who do you believe?
All right, here's how it works. Everybody gets a story, so that'll be 3, 5, 6 stories. 1 true story, 5 liars. You figure out who's telling the truth. We'll get you that Coyote Country hoodie and the qualifier for the Seahawks-Cardinals game. Monty, you get to kick us off, as always.
Hi there. It's me, Monty.
Hi, Monty.
Kicking it off.
Hi, Monty.
Mine'll be quick. So yesterday, I fell off a ladder.
Fell off a ladder.
Well, technically the ladder decided it didn't want to be a ladder anymore. It wanted to be a yard ornament.
Nice.
So the ladder fell down when you were standing on it?
And I was, there.
Ooh.
There.
What did you land on? Your back, your legs, your arms? What did we do?
My buttocks.
Oh, buttocks. Hence the crack. Okay, ladder fell with Monty on it. Warren?
Whether it's true or not, Warren finds it funny.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, I used to do all of our snow tires in a day, you know, all 3 vehicles.
Yes.
Not anymore. One a day.
One a day, yeah.
So I did.
That keeps the doctor away, literally.
Yes. Right? Yeah. So I did Lori's first. Excuse me. Day before yesterday, I did the Dodge pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Switched them out. A couple of them were low. Pumped them up. Yeah. Well, like you do.
Whatnot.
Put in the garage and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, didn't think about it anymore.
Uh-oh.
So I went out there this morning and, you know, we were running a little late because of me. Imagine. I went out there this morning and, two of them are really, really low.
Uh-oh.
The right front one and the left rear one.
On,
so
man.
I pumped them up and got on my way.
Oh, man. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
You were a parts guy for your whole life.
Did you put them on flat, you think?
No, I pumped them up after I put them on.
Yeah, you should be fine. I would drive long distances without checking them any further.
That's what I should do.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just leave it parked in the garage and don't drive it.
One or the other. At least it has snow tires on it.
Yeah.
All right, Brewster, what's your story?
So me and my friend Bert wanted to go scout out some new hunting areas.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so we drove up to Ione, in that area.
Yeah.
And we got up into the higher mountains, and he was driving with his pickup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't have snow tires on yet.
Uh-oh.
And we got up in about 6 inches of snow.
Wow.
So we got up a little ways and thought, well, we better get turned around and
let's,
get back
let's
down.
Let's not scout anymore, huh?
Yeah, well, we didn't turn around quick enough
because he squirreling?
No. Got us squirreled over into the ditch. It took us about an hour to dig ourselves out.
No offense, Bert, down. But that sounds like you.
That doesn't sound like Bert.
Come on, Bert. You're better than that.
I got Bert.
Yeah.
He's Bert.
You guys should have brought Ernie with you. Steve?
Oh, this is very exciting, Jay.
Okay.
I think I might have met the love of my life.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Woo!
Are you in a minute?
What? What do you say?
I think it's a lie.
Oh. Well, hold on. Here's the story. Let me explain. So I was getting mail yesterday. There was a girl getting mail a few boxes over from me.
And
I did my award-winning, you know, mail, huh? Getting the mail.
Award-winning, mind you.
Classic, yeah. And then we talked for a bit. She kind of liked it threw in some, you know, mail talk, mail jokes, all that good stuff.
Mail time.
Yeah. Then she gave me her number, and at the end of our conversation, I said, well, you could be my forever, just like the stamp on the envelope.
Yeah. You know how to say it, man.
So I'm not sure if she thought I was funny or creepy with that, because she kind of gave me this weird look.
That'd be creepy.
So we'll see what happens.
Maybe she didn't know it was what a forever stamp was.
She might not have.
Probably what it was.
Good luck to you, Steve, no matter what.
Yeah, we talked for like 10 or 15
That's
minutes.
Wow. It's highbrow humor right there, guys.
Nail talk.
Pretty impressive.
Nail, huh?
10 minutes of talk, that's almost dinner.
It is.
All right, Kevin, what's your story?
I've done a real good job with Halloween candy this year, just staying away from it.
Yeah.
I mean, here we've got a bag, and I've had some of the suckers out of that.
Sure, yeah.
And they were great.
Suckers don't count.
I mean, they're Blow Pops and Tootsie Pops. How do you say no to those?
Yeah, really.
But at home, I haven't touched my granddaughters at all, and it's been hidden, and I didn't know where it had been hidden. It's kind of been out of sight, out of mind for a while.
Right.
Because she hasn't been bringing it up. They hit it good.
Nice.
Well, I, this morning, looking for something, found it.
Uh-oh.
All of it. I ate so many pieces of candy.
Oh, man. It's hard to resist.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Thanks, Monty.
Thanks, Monty. Oh, thanks, Dr. Monty.
Wow. Point out the obvious.
Yeah, right. So mail, huh?
So candy, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Eating the candy, huh?
We, my wife and I bought a meat and cheese. It wasn't like a tray. It was just like one of those things that had like, it was from Costco, had like four different kinds of meat, four different kinds of cheeses.
Uh-huh.
So, and then forgot about it, of course, because it got stuck. It got pushed to the back. So my wife yesterday or 2 days ago goes, I'm going to put these in baggies so you remember it and you can take it to work. I go, gosh, I forgot if it's been in there for how long. And she's like, I'm sure it's fine, blah, blah, blah. Get here to work. I'm just eating it. And then I pulled the two pieces of cheese apart, start eating. I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
Not supposed to be green. Not supposed to be green cheese. No.
Oh, sorry about that.
I got to start paying. I've done that twice in my life. Once about 35 years ago with donuts. And then with the cheese.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you are in radio.
Yeah. Does that mean I don't learn quickly? Is that
don't worry about it. Same as penicillin.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then the whole time, you're like, how many pieces did I eat that were like that?
Yeah.
And how much vomit will it take to get rid of it? Now the question is... You just have to decide which one of those stories is a lie. We've got a Coyote Country hoodie for you. Brand spanking new ones. People have always wanted the black hoodie, which we've never had before, and we now have those. So
they are nice.
If you'd like one of those, all you got to do is be the decipherer of the truth.
Mm.
Hello, Jen. Kevin Show.
Hi, this is Karen.
Karen, hello, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Karen, which story do you think is true? Did Monty fall off a ladder? Did Warren not know how to put on snow tires and two of them were low this morning? Did Bert and Ernie, known as Bruce, go up to Ione and get stuck in 6 inches of snow? Did producer Steve get the phone number of a lady who was getting her mail while he was? Is Kevin now officially the candy man or did I eat some moldy cheese yesterday? Which one of those stories is true?
Well, I am going to go with Bruce because I was up on the ski hill the other day and there was quite a bit of snow.
Bruce, did you guys get stuck in the ditch in 6 inches of snow?
We were in 6 inches of snow, but no, we did not get stuck.
Didn't get stuck.
Anyway.
Bruce is a liar.
Sorry, Karen.
Jeez, Bruce.
All right.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate it. 509.
Hands on fire.
441-0999. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
How's it going?
Good. What's your name?
Good. This is Tim.
Tim, all right, Tim. Which one of these stories is true? You got Bruce has been eliminated.
I'm going to go with the ladder story.
Monty and the ladder. Monty, story. Were you climbing a ladder?
Hold
and,
on, one more chance. Are you sure you don't want to go with Steve's?
Kevin Eugene.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know. Monty?
Yes, I did fall off a ladder.
Wow.
I mean, I technically didn't like I said, didn't fall off the ladder. The ladder actually decided.
Right.
Did it break, it break or what happened, Monty?
No, it's an extension ladder. It just slid out from underneath.
Yikes.
And I was very cautious about it.
How fully extended was the ladder?
I was probably 10 feet in the air.
Dang. And you fell on your bottom?
My buttock.
Oh, my gosh. You got bruises?
I think so.
Let me see.
You we'll can check, Jay, if you want.
Easy.
I was a mess yesterday, but I woke up pretty good today.
That's fortunate, man. You're lucky you didn't break anything. Tim, congratulations. Monty's pain has earned you a Coyote Country sweatshirt.
A hoodie. Thanks, a hoodie, I believe.
Yeah, he's like, thanks, Monty.